Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
In the world of crime and betrayal, few names have loomed larger in recent years than Alex Murdaugh. Once a well-respected attorney from a powerful South Carolina legal dynasty, his downfall has captivated the nation. A man who seemingly had it all, family, wealth, influence, now finds himself not just behind bars, but at the center of a media storm. His story has taken so many twists and turns it almost feels like fiction. But this is no work of fiction. This is real. Very real. Our story today begins not with the murders of his wife and son, which you've likely heard much about. Instead, we focus on another layer of Murdaugh's misdeeds, his financial crimes. Crimes that, even in the shadow of his murder trial, paint a damning picture of a man capable of betrayal so deep it left lives in ruins. Murdaugh had once been a trusted attorney in South Carolina's Lowcountry, a man from a family with generations of legal prominence. He was supposed to represent justice, to be a voice for those in need. Instead, he used that power to line his own pockets. He stole millions of dollars from clients who were grieving, vulnerable, desperate for help. People who had trusted him with not only their cases, but their futures. In April of this year, a federal judge sentenced Murdaugh to 40 years in prison for his financial crimes. 40 years. It's a sentence harsher than even the federal guidelines recommended. U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel made no effort to hide his disgust, pointing out that Murdaugh stole from those who placed their hopes, their faith, and their futures in his hands. The victims, Judge Gergel noted, were often the most vulnerable, the ones who needed him the most. And that's precisely why the sentence was longer than expected. But Murdaugh, through his legal team, was quick to challenge the sentence, filing an appeal that claimed it was excessive. His argument, that the punishment violated his Eighth Amendment rights, which protect against cruel and unusual punishment. According to his attorneys, the sentence far exceeded the federal agent's recommendation of 17.5 to 22 years, and even the 30-year recommendation from the prosecution. But this week, Murdaugh's appeal was rejected. The U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that when Murdaugh signed his plea deal, he had effectively waived his right to appeal, except in extraordinary circumstances, and this, the court found, did not meet that threshold. There was no prosecutorial misconduct, no ineffective assistance from his defense attorneys, just a man who had pled guilty to crimes that shocked even the most seasoned legal professionals. You see, the plea agreement Murdaugh signed was crystal clear. He admitted to defrauding clients of millions, stealing from the dead, the injured, the bereaved. He confessed to running a financial scam that not only destroyed lives, but shook the very foundation of the South Carolina legal system. He agreed to plead guilty, understanding full well that the sentence could be substantial. And yet, when the hammer came down, Murdaugh and his team were surprised by its force. But let's backtrack a bit. How did we even get here? To understand why Murdaugh's appeal was swiftly rejected, we must revisit the financial crimes that led to this moment. Murdaugh's financial crimes stretched back over a decade. He manipulated the system, convincing clients that he was fighting for them, while simultaneously siphoning off settlement money meant to help them rebuild their shattered lives. Some of these clients were families who had lost loved ones in tragic accidents, people Murdaugh should have championed. Instead, he preyed on them. The case that particularly stands out is that of Gloria Satterfield, Murdaugh's longtime housekeeper who died in what was described as a trip-and-fall accident at Murdaugh's estate. Her family was awarded a settlement in a wrongful death case, a case that Murdaugh himself helped facilitate, and yet they never saw a dime of that money. Murdaugh allegedly pocketed it all, millions that should have gone to her grieving sons. It was acts like this that led Judge Gergel to view Murdaugh's crimes as not just ordinary theft, but as something far more insidious. This betrayal went beyond financial greed. It was a betrayal of trust, a complete disregard for the people he was supposed to protect. Judge Gergel, in handing down the 40-year sentence, remarked that Murdaugh had stolen from the most needy and vulnerable. These were people who had placed their trust in him at their lowest moments, only to have that trust shattered. As Murdaugh now faces the reality of spending much of the rest of his life behind bars, the question becomes, how did a man like him fall so far? In the broader public imagination, Murdaugh is better known for the murders of his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul, in June 2021. That double murder committed on the family's sprawling estate was a shock even in a case already riddled with scandal. In March 2023, Murdaugh was convicted of those murders and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The conviction marked the end of one chapter in Murdaugh's story, but far from the end of his legal woes. The evidence in the murder trial was damning. Cell phone records placed him near the scene of the crime at the time of the murders, despite his earlier claims that he had been visiting his ailing mother. The prosecution argued that Murdaugh was trying to create a distraction, that the murders were part of a desperate attempt to divert attention from his mounting financial crimes. If that was indeed the plan, it failed spectacularly. In recent months, Murdaugh has sought a new trial in the murder case, alleging jury tampering by Colleton County Clerk of Court Rebecca Hill. According to Murdaugh's defense team, Hill influenced the jury by encouraging them to presume Murdaugh's guilt, even allegedly allowing a photo of him in a holding cell to be taken for promotional purposes related to a book she co-authored about the trial. These claims, if true, could be a significant legal blow to the integrity of the trial, but Hill has denied the allegations and the state prosecutors have supported her in that denial. Despite the defense's claims, Murdaugh was denied a new trial, at least for now. The South Carolina Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments about the alleged jury tampering, opening the door for what could be another round of legal drama. Even if Murdaugh does get a new trial for the murders, it won't change the fact that he's facing decades in prison for his financial crimes. The 40-year sentence handed down in the federal court is to be served concurrently with his 27-year sentence in state court for similar financial offenses. For the once prominent attorney, the future looks bleak. But Murdoch's legal team isn't giving up. They continue to file appeals and motions, challenging everything from the murder conviction to the severity of the financial crime sentences. His lawyers argue that the courts have been swayed by the public spectacle surrounding Murdoch, that the intense media scrutiny has played a role in shaping the outcome of these trials. And there's some truth to that. Murdoch's case has captured the nation's attention in ways few others have. From documentaries to podcasts, the story of Alex Murdoch has been dissected and analyzed from every angle. People are fascinated by the fall of a man who once wielded so much power, who came from a family that dominated the legal landscape in South Carolina for generations. The Murdoch name, once synonymous with justice in the Lowcountry, is now forever linked with deceit, murder, and scandal. For the families of Murdoch's victims, both the financial victims and the loved ones of Maggie and Paul, the appeal rejections are small victories in a much longer battle. Many still feel the wounds of betrayal deeply, and no sentence, no matter how long, can undo the harm done. The restitution. Murdoch has been ordered to pay nearly $9 million in the federal case alone is a small consolation for those who trusted him with their futures. The story of Alex Murdoch is far from over. Even as he serves out his sentences, the legal battles continue to mount. His lawyers will likely keep fighting, filing motions, and seeking every legal avenue to reduce his time behind bars. But for now, Murdoch's fate is sealed, at least in part. He will remain in prison for the foreseeable future, a far cry from the life of privilege and power he once enjoyed. As we watch this story continue to unfold, one thing remains clear. The ripple effects of Alex Murdoch's actions will be felt for years to come. His crimes, both financial and alleged, have left a permanent mark on the people of South Carolina and the wider legal community. The fall of Alex Murdoch serves as a stark reminder of how even those who appear to have it all can lose everything when the truth catches up with them. And in this case, the truth has been relentless.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.